Coma steps back to look at his work. A spray-painted dedication to his crew covers the Venice Beach graffiti wall. All it needs is his signature, Coma, from the Unstoppable Criminals crew.
I've been kind of in an old English kind of state for a little while, and that's why I kind of brought it back to the letters on this one.
Coma has been practicing ornate lettering like this for almost 20 years. But back then, working on his craft also meant spraying illegally, or bombing.
You know, I was active on the freeways and all that stuff, and, you know, bombing tunnels and just doing whatever I could to get my name out there.
Several graffiti artists took notice. They told Coma he should go to Venice's graffiti pit, the collection of walls between the ocean and the boardwalk where spraying is legal. And once Coma made the beach his studio, he gave up bombing.
Do you want to run around the freeways until you're 40, or do you want to, you know, try to capitalize on your talent and, you know, make some of yourself and actually influence a lot of other people to do the same?
Today, Coma is working with Dominique Samiritano. Samiritano admits he also used to bomb, but now he looks at spray cans and sees paintbrushes.
We paint on the walls just to get our art up, you know? It's like an art form expressing yourself, and it's legal.
City officials are trying to change that. Last week, the LAPD and City Council discussed tearing down the walls in an effort to crack down on illegal graffiti. Samiritano thinks removing the walls will actually make graffiti problems worse.
If you have a wall like this that we're painting, then we're not going to paint city streets.
Coma agrees, and he'll do anything he can to keep his urban gallery on the beach. Brooke Bentley, Annenberg Radio News.